you keep meat around too long, it begins to taste funny, and you'd say that it has, what?
Spoiled.
Okay. After people used to butcher hogs, now I don't know if you know about this since y'all didn't butcher hogs, but what did they used to do with the meat from its head?
Made sausage.
Okay, do you know how they did that?
I don't know how they did. They ground the meat is all I know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the proportions or any of the mixtures that they use, but I know they call it head sausage.
Mm, okay, okay.
Head cheese, yeah. Head cheese.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a dish that was prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
No, I don't. The only way I know that liver is prepared is we fry it, or mostly fried. You can bake it or broil it or something, but it's mostly fried.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it can be made into sausage rind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we use.
Yeah, that's right, pork sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can use make a liver sausage. That's right. I forgot. See, I don't know anything about butchering hogs, but
yeah.
I remember eating it. It's good.
Okay.
It's very good. That is another thing they use for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your mother bake bread at home? Or
yes.
Did she get it at the store?
No, she baked bread.
Uh-huh.
I baked bread too one time.
Is it better, do you think?
Yes.
What do you call kind of bread that you get at the store?
We usually call it bought bread or baker's bread.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, you mentioned it was bread and so you mentioned cornbread, you mentioned biscuits,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Biscuits.
What other kinds of bread did you have?
Oh, I would imagine that's about it. Cornbread, bread, just white bread. So, we made dark bread occasionally, wheat bread.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any different ways to fix cornbread? Well, how many different ways do you know to fix cornbread? Let me put that way.
Well, some recipes, you can use all cornmeal and no flour.
Uh-huh.
Others, you can use a half cornmeal and half flour.
What do you do, usually?
Well, if I serve it for a meal, with a meal, I usually use the half and half.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I make the cornbread to use as a dressing, I use all cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a different type of cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little bit coarser.
Uh-huh. Do you bake it like in a pan or?
In a long pan or a round pan, whatever I have, whatever I want to use.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of the kind of where they use cornmeal and they cook it in a deep pan and it comes out soft and they spoon it out like mashed potatoes, kind of?
I've never eaten it. It's probably cornmeal mush is what you're talking about.
Okay. Did you ever hear of the kind of cornbread that they cook in the ashes? Like in, you know, an open fire?
Mm-hmm. No, only what you read in books and stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call it stuff they put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
Okay. And what do you call the two parts of an egg?
The yolk and the white.
Okay. And if you cook them in hot water, you've got hard...
hard cooked egg. And not hard boiled.
Okay. Okay. What, is that what you say usually in hard cooked?
It's hard to remember because... they've always been called hard-boiled eggs,
mm-hmm.
but you're not to boil an egg.
Oh, maybe that's what's wrong with my eggs.
They're supposed to be hard-cooked eggs, but they are referred to as hard-boiled eggs.
Okay, okay.